Next application is case number 11454, the application of Eva M. and Sean Malone. Site is north of Route 64, Dorothy Road, 600 feet west of U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway. There's no 911 address available. The tax map ID is District 332, Map 7, Parcel 18, requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare center. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Leslie King, 10805 Dorothy Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We just moved into this Dorothy Road. I have a daycare on Bi-State Boulevard. I had 14 years, and we just moved, so I got to have this planning for the daycare here at the new address.
Okay.
We're just renting it right now. That's why it's in Sean and Eva Malone's name. Renting the option to buy.
Oh, okay. All right. Do we have any questions in from members of the board? We'll start now, Mr. Ricker.
You have ample parking there?
Yeah, it's five, yeah.
And how many employees you have?
One.
One employee and yourself, okay.
That's yourself?
No, because I'm licensed for 12 kids.
You have to have an assistant.
Yes.
You have to have an assistant.
Just want to verify.
Okay, and your hours again?
6 to 6.
And the ages?
Infants to 12.
Infants to 12?
Yes.
No other questions?
Mr. Workman?
So you're just moving, same kids, you're just moving to a different place. That's all you're doing?
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes from where I'm at now.
You have a playground and it's all set up like that?
Well, where I'm at now, but I can't move my kids until the state comes in. And all. I got my fire inspection today, that passed. I just got to have this and fire marshal, and then the state comes out.
Mr. Mills?
The only question for this board is, you know, will your request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? In your opinion, will it have an adverse effect on neighboring properties?
No, everybody's came over. I mean, all the neighbors came over and they're happy about it.
Okay. It's just a regular residential community with homes and nothing unusual?
No.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Rizzi?
Just one more.
Okay, no question. Okay, now.
Just one more, Mr. Chairman. What is to the left of you there? Open space? Is that a woods there?
I got a pool beside me, and then it's a great big fenced-in area. And it's woods in back of us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggested that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion we approve case number 11454. For the special use exception.
Do I have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,454. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,454 is approved.
All right, thank you.
And good luck, ma'am.